Welcome to Technical Tuesday. This is Fred Razak, Senior Trading Strategist here at CM Trading. And today we're going to be discussing account sizing. Now, account sizing, I can't emphasize how important it is, so you do want to stay tuned. Now, before we start, make sure to like and subscribe so that you could bring support to this channel. Not only does it increase our viewership, but it also allows more people to view free value-added videos just like this. So if you subscribe, you could also get free videos in the future that are added value as well. So let's just get into it. What is account sizing and why is it so important? So many clients who initially open up an account with CM Trading don't really know how to value their account. What I mean by that? Well, that means that when you open up an account at CM Trading, we give you a certain amount of leverage, which means that you're able to control a larger amount of money in order to trade the financial markets. Now, the reason we do that is for it to be more meaningful. Now, leverage is a double-edged sword for anybody who knows. If you're able to make more money, you're also able to lose much more money. So this is where account sizing becomes very important. Now, there's two particular important details to this account sizing presentation. And that is, number one, we're only dealing with Forex symbols. Forex symbols are generally the ones that we are working with right now when we're discussing account sizing. Now, there is different leverage for different accounts, like if you're trading indices or stocks or commodities or cryptocurrencies, they're usually 50-1. But here, the account sizing that we're emphasizing is where it's 200-1, which means for each dollar that you've deposited into your account, you're now able to control $200 in order to trade the financial markets. Now, again, that's a big leap. So if you think about it, $100 gives you $200,000. Okay, now if you do the math, it gets to very large sums of money. Now, again, it's a double-edged sword, so you got to be careful with it. And this is where the account sizing comes in, and this is why it's important. Now, you could apply account sizing to other categories of assets, like the ones I mentioned, indices, stocks, commodities, cryptocurrencies as well. But for our purposes, for our viewership, I just did it for Forex symbols, but you could apply to them as well. They're generally speaking, they're 50-1, much more conservative concerning the assets that you're trading. Now, in terms of Forex symbols, the reason why it's such a big leap is generally speaking, historically speaking, that currencies don't fluctuate so much throughout the day. Okay, that doesn't happen so true now, but relatively, they don't fluctuate more than 1%, okay, on most days. Okay, so that's an important element about Forex symbols, whereas stocks and commodities, they could fluctuate much more aggressively. So that's one of the reasons why account sizing for Forex symbols is much more pertinent. Okay, so let's get into it. All right, so if you do have an account size, the account size is on the top chart of the top column, okay, where you see the top row, excuse me, where you see $250 to $500, okay, and then you see $500 to $1,000, $1,000 to $5, and so on and so forth. But for all intents and purposes, this is what I'm going to be focusing on. Let's focus on the $250 to $500 account. So that gives you leverage, okay, buying power in other terms, of $50 to $100,000 worth of leverage. That's how much you're able to trade with only $250. That's a huge leap, right? So what is your max lot size on the actual trading platform? It's between a 0.5 and a 1 lot on the trading platform. That equals $50,000 to $100,000. Now, this is the crux. This is where I come in, okay? This is my suggested lot size. What you guys do, what other people do is their suggestion. This is what I suggest to trade on this type of account size, okay, $250 to $500, to trade a 0.01 to a 0.2, which translates between $1,000 to $20,000. Now, why trade so small when you have all this buying power, okay? We'll get to that answer. Just hold that up, okay? In a 10-pip move, that gives you about 10 cents to $2 based on my suggested lot size. So you say, Fred, what's going on here? How am I going to become a millionaire with such a small lot size, right? Hold on. Okay, I'm going to get to it. Now, your maximum loss per day should be about $5 in this account size. It's always a 2-to-1 relationship, so your target profit should be about $10, okay? So how are you going to do that with this account size. Now, wait, before we get into it, just remember percentages. Percentages are very important when you're trading the financial markets, because if you could make 1% per day on a $250 account, okay, which is about $2.50. So on a $1 million account, 1%, if you made that same 1%, how much bigger is it? It's $10,000 on a $1 million account. So percentages are very important when we're looking at the grid, okay? Because that's really the most important part, okay? So to answer your question, how am I going to become a millionaire on such a small lot size? Well, if you're not going to become positive on a smaller lot size, that is how much more you're going to be negative on a larger sized account, okay? This is really very important, because the most important thing is to know how to leverage yourself and how to really, you know, control that buying power. So when you are trading on a smaller lot size, but as long as you're positive on a consistent basis, just do the multiples. If you're trading a $1 million account and you're trading proportionally, okay, the same lot sizes, okay? So the suggested size that I give is about 20-1, okay? Which is within reason relative to the account size. Now imagine you maxed out, okay? And you had, you know, a $500 account and you bought one lot of your USD. It only takes 10 pips, okay, for it to go down $1,000 for you, okay? Because it's $10 per pip, excuse me. So it gives you 10 pips would give you a $100 loss, okay, right there. Okay, so within 20 pips, you're out, okay? And the Euro USD could trade up to 50 to 60 pips per day. Okay, this is why I'm saying this. This is why it's very important that you do stay to a regulated account size. Okay, this I can't emphasize this enough. This is part of money management. It's knowing how to apportionate your account size to your buying power. And when you know how to juggle between the two, okay, and respect it and stay consistently profitable within the boundaries of these account sizes and these account parameters, you're able to trade larger amount of money with much more confidence, because at the end of the day, it just becomes percentages. If you can make a percentage on a smaller account, you can make percentages on a larger account as well. And this is why this topic is so important. So if you have a suggested lot size based on some of the criteria that you brought, please put in the comments below. Thank you. We'll see you here next week on Technical Tuesdays.